Hello.
Hello. My name is Lish, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Many.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Mason helper or finisher? Marble
masonry. Masonry.
Okay. Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, finisher,
foreman.
Helper? Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
No.
Okay. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the last, the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
He's retired.
Okay, yes, but in the last 12 months?
For years.
How many?
20 some years.
Okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year?
Same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
Not necessarily.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I don't remember.
Okay. Thinking of more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Stay the same.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about in the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, or unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Most of them, yes.
Which one is the most that concerns you?
Probably the safety.
Yes, but which one? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, or unsafe power tools?
Carelessness on the job.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the last 12 months. Union organizing.
No.
Picketing.
No.
Political canvassing.
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Rarely, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get the news from to the ones that you're least likely to get your news from. Out of the friends and family, local TV news, print or online newspapers, radio, cable news, or internet or social media. Which one do you use the most?
Local.
Okay, and which one do you use the second to get your news? Friends or family, print or online newspaper, radio, cable news, or internet or social media?
Cable.
Okay, and what is the next one? Internet, radio, online newspapers, or neighbors?
Newspapers.
Okay. What is the next one?
I don't have any idea anymore.
Okay. And do you use most the internet or social media, radio, or do you get your news from friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbors.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or support for the labor union?
Immigration.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of David's Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about this, the David's Bacon Act?
Not necessarily.
Okay. As you may know, the David's Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very important.
That all federal elected officials support it.
Very important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the David's Bacon Act? The Democrats?
Not right now. Neither one.
Neither? Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Works, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
UAW.
Okay, UAW much more or somewhat more?
Very much.
Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. What about the economy?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
What about support for labor unions?
He's somewhat, I guess.
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
He's somewhat approves it.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or no? Okay.
Strongly,
what about healthcare?
don't have an opinion on that one.
Okay. Thank you. Now, and do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Uncertain.
Okay. Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
I will.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay.
Retirement.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Probably televise more.
I'm sorry, probably what?
Televise more.
Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Wages.
Okay, is that it? Anything else?
No.
Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, text, mail, job site, or email?
Our union paper.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Probably about four times a year.
Okay. Just one moment. And now I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
I'm not saying.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I'm not saying.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
No.
Okay. Then I thank you so much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.